Introduction to Metta. I'm going to offer you one Metta meditation guided. And Metta is so creative that you will find your own way in this. Metta is certainly to resolve or to offer blessing, to forgive, to have a conversation that you don't feel that you can have in person, or maybe the person is deceased or a long distance away and there's still some emotional content that you would like to be free of. And one thing about metta is that it is a ceremony. It is a prayer. It is a meditation. And if you're resolving emotional content, it's not that that feeling won't come up again. It likely will. You cannot entertain it. You have given it in metta. And every time that you recognize, yes, I gave it in metta, I gave it in that meditation, I gave it in that prayer, I gave it in that ceremony, it's resolved now. That's the way that we have to approach freeing ourselves, cutting the cord, turning away without any emotional content at all. Just, it's done. There are people in your life that you will know for all your life. There are people in your life that you will know for a very specific time. And then that is done. The karma between you is finished. And if there is emotional content, or if there is something to say, or if there is a blessing to cast, metta is a really wonderful ceremony, prayer, meditation. I'm going to offer you one, and that will be for someone or someones. And before you begin, be ready with who you know you want to metta, or who those persons are, because it can be a group like at work or an entire family. Know who you want to metta before you begin. Consider it. And before you begin, know that this is going to be finished now. Even if feelings arise again, which they will, just to test you, then you'll have to remember where you laid it down. You laid it down with your metta meditation. And I'm going to repeat that every time you do, every time that you, I laid that down, it's resolved. The feeling is the feeling, but I'm resolved now. And that may come up a few times in your life. But you always have to give it back to this moment of metta, because that's where it has been resolved. Particularly those conversations that free oneself from emotional content. Also, in metta, everything comes out in loving kindness, because metta means loving kindness. So when you have your conversation, there's no blame. Things are the way they are because we learn from them, these events, these challenges. And we don't want to lay any heavy energy on anyone in our life, period. Jesus said, love and forgive, and you will go a long way. And it'll become so automatic that before a challenge is even finished, the forgiveness is already present. This is a way of living really well. And metta is a wonderful way to be lovingly kind, loving kindness, saying what you have to say in a language which is not blaming, not resentful. We're just closing this book right now. And rather than having those emotional confusions, I am turning with my metta to love. And the feeling of love may or may not be there. But that's the commitment. And sometimes feelings do not recognize our commitment. They come up anyhow. And they always come up with words. They always come up with a sentence, an image, and then we stir them and we go there. And we create new emotional content because we had laid the emotional content in the center of the metta. Jesus also said, so wonderful what he said, it's easy to love those who love you. Love those who are difficult to love. I say that too. Me, you, and Jesus all together. We say that too. That's what we're doing. And love does not always have emotional content, and feelings do not always define our commitment. This is very important. You should listen to this introduction a couple times before you metta, because metta is an entry into absolute forgiveness. It is. As I said, I'm going to offer you one metta, and if you are going to metta the world, be creative. There are a few contents to metta. First, getting in a meditative mood. Second, drawing in the image or the name. If I say lemon to you, you see lemon, whether you see a yellow fruit or not. You know what lemon is. So people who visualize, oftentimes visualize through listening and understanding. So you can call the name of the person. You can call the name of the ocean. You can call the name of Mother Earth or dear friend. I am going to offer you a metaphor, person to person or person to persons. You create the metta for the world or for the forests or for the water. The second element of metta is to have a voice, to say what you need to say, but without a divisive content, with a resolution content. And maybe you have to say something that is bold or direct. I find directness very good myself. Or you remember when you and I had this situation, you know. And always with the view of resolving and loving kindness, dropping the emotion, forgiving, and cutting away. So you can be very creative about your metta. Now, the third is that at the end of your metta, when you release the image, you release the name, you release the content of the metta, it is done, swaha. At the end of your metta, you cast a blessing. Even if you've been casting a blessing all along, there is a seal blessing, and you can create your own seal. Before you begin your metta meditation, create your seal. And it would be good if your seal was the same for all of your mettas. So this would be your seal. Mine is, may you live in love, be guided by your heart, and may you realize the greatest wisdom. And sometimes the words are a little different, but the meaning is always the same. It would be good to create your seal before you start your metta. And then everyone says, whatever your seal is, everyone says swaha, because swaha says, it is done. Now I Give it into the universe and it will take its time, immediately or forever. And yet I am completely finished. I have meted in ceremony, prayer, and meditation my forgiveness, gratitude, whatever that is. Have a great metta meditation. Be creative. Remember the three steps: coming into your heart in a meditative mood, being in the heart as though it's the chamber of which you meet the earth, the stars, the rivers, the persons, and create a temple out of your heart just by saying so, inviting them in. Have the conversation. Listen and see if they have anything to say that you can intuit. Tell them how you feel. And in the end, bless them. And seal it. And swaha. And leave it to the universe to process it as it will.